So as a defensive line,
yes.
What did you take out of the Bills game? What's been the focus this week, kind of going forward?
I think the focus in general is just constantly get better as a defense. I mean, I know people have mentioned that we need to get to a quarterback, and that's something that we do take pride in. And I mean, as far as just from a technical standpoint, every standpoint, we're almost there. We just got to get there quicker. So you know, every week and. Depending on who we play, we try to make those adjustments and try to make it a little bit easier for us as defensive line, especially in the backfield.
Do you think you're almost there? I mean, do you feel like it's as close as it could be?
It's as close as it can be, but like I said, we always get constantly closer. It's just it's not an effort thing because I mean, as far as just taking off the ball and being effective when it comes to power rushes or bull rushes or speed rush, I mean, you watch film, you're like, oh, we're almost there, oh, we're almost there. So there's not necessarily a level of frustration, but, I mean, to a certain extent, we just got to say, okay, what can we do to just get there maybe a second closer?
Do you feel closer than you were at the beginning of the season?
I think so. I mean, I think so. But like I said, it's all a matter of mindset, and we one thing about this group of guys that we have here, we constantly push ourselves to be the best. With the leadership that we have here, I mean, we're definitely more of a veteran defensive line front, so it's not necessarily point fingers at each other. We all just come together and talk to each other as men and say, okay, let's get this done.
What do you see from Darren McFadden that impresses you the most?
I mean, he's everybody knows he's fast, he's elusive, and he's a playmaker. He's definitely one of those offensive weapons that you have to be alert for. You got to be aware of where he's positioned. Like any opponent that you play, you just got to game tackle and constantly game tackle and be consistent. Because if you're not, from previous games that we have watched, he can make plays and be very effective.
They attacked the edges of the Jets defense.
They sure did. And the Bills. And the Broncos as well.
Same thing.
And so, of course, that's something that we have to keep in mind of, as well as be aware of. You know, Jason Campbell's been playing pretty consistent, and moving the ball real well. And you know, they've been using their tight ends. It's any given day, it's just straight football. And I mean, they're game planning us, and vice versa.
Do you have to be almost alert for that, knowing that everybody is expecting, you know, them to run the ball, and they are expecting people to guard against the run that they may throw a little bit more than usual?
You know, it could go either way. I mean, it's like football game is like a roller coaster. You'll have highs and lows. If one thing doesn't work, they'll try to air it out, or vice versa. I mean, if they're trying to air it out and being unsuccessful, try to run the ball. Like any other opponent that you do play, you have the goal is to always make them stop the run and rush the passer. So make each team one dimensional.
In that order?
Try to, at least. Yeah.
You want to talk about a sense of urgency for the defensive unit this week. How urgent is it for you guys to go out there and kind of play well and get that?
Well, every week is always a sense of urgency. I think the most important thing is being consistent. And unfortunately, we have been inconsistent. There's been signs of showing that, okay, this is our little identity. And then there'll be a series or a play that kind of is just like, okay, that kind of we took a step back. So in general, from now on to each and every week, we just got to play on a consistent level, know our keys, and just play football.